listening to Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I mean beyond. That's right. If you're changing that dial, stop right there. Don't change that dial because you're going to hear a great show tonight. That's right. I want you to call in. This is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. If you want to know what the show's about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. But we want you all to call in, whether you're sighted, whether you're visually impaired or blind. That's what this show is all about. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And I'll say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. But before we get started tonight, I got to introduce you to the players. That's right. We got some players tonight. First of all, to my left, my beautiful, and I mean beautiful, smart wife. That's right. The co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am. I'm taking a deep breath, Chris. We got the unmuting working, and we're ready to go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the February 25th, the last Sunday in February. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And our co-host, our guest co-host, all the way from Jupiter, Florida, Christine Belts. Are you there?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Christine. Thanks for joining us. And welcome to Carrie Giesbrecht from British Columbia, Canada. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. You know, I noticed in your ID on Zoom, you go by Carrie G.
That's because that's last name is so gosh awful that my screen didn't say it. So I go by Carrie G.
Okay, because Michael goes by Michael G. So there you go.
I go by Michael G. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're related.
Well, and don't forget, in the studios, the only one pushing those buttons. Well, I didn't push the buttons. We don't have a radio show. That's right. The one, the only, and producer of the show, our engineer, all the way from Well, we're live from Orlando, Florida. So he's in Cowie, Florida, right outside Orlando. Hostess with the hostess. He's all about everything. He knows everything about everything. Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris Shaw?
Yeah, you're so modest. You don't have to do all of that. Thank you. Oh, my.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man, you got me over here blushing. You can't do that to me, Mike. Stop.
He's blushing. Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Carrie, good. Christine, hey, everybody.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Chris?
The dynamic duel is in the building.
How do you like that? How do you like them, Apples?
I know, right?
The dynamic duo.
Yeah. Live.
You know, maybe I should do a couple of shout-outs
here. Yeah, do some shout-outs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my first shout-out is to a young man whose father called in last week. I don't know if he called in for trivia. I think he did. But the father said that the son loved the show and will be listening going forward. And his name is Christian. And Christian lives in the West Palm Beach area. Christian, if you're listening, maybe you'll call in sometime and say hello.
Yeah, we love to hear from you.
Yeah, we're glad you're listening. And also RJ, our new fan in Orlando. Hi, RJ. And Tim Schwartz in Ohio. We hope you're listening. And if you are, welcome.
And we hope Denise, a new listener in Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah.
Denise in Trenton, New Jersey.
So do you have any shout outs, Christine Belts?
Yes, I do. I'd like to give shout outs to my mom and dad who are listening and my sister Lisa and brother-in-law Lonnie, who I hope are listening, and my sister Diane and brother-in-law Neil in Texas. I hope they're listening.
Wow. Ooh. Big fan club. Very nice. Hello to your family.
And Miss Canada, otherwise known as Carrie G. You got any shout outs?
Yes. I'd like to shout out my parents who are listening here and my roommate who is listening in the other room and has inspired my trivia, which we'll do later, and who is thankfully making spaghetti right now.
There you go.
There you go.
British Columbia. All right.
I didn't know Canadians can do spaghetti.
Oh, we do. We do it all. And another shout out is to, you guys, all of you, the listening audience, The Golders, Chris Shaw, the works.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs?
Well, you know I do. I always want to celebrate you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be tuned in with us here at the Blind and Beyond radio show. Without this show, we don't have you. And without you, we don't have this show. So thank you to you, and definitely to you.
That's great.
That's right.
What's
to
new,
you
Chris?
And to you.
What's new with you?
I'm trying to get rid of these Girl Scout cookies out of my house because I picked up 17 more pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll take the Girl Scout cookies. Send them here.
Every time I turn around, I see your daughters. They're really pushing those cookies.
Yes. Oh, I love those things. Send them here.
Yes. Oh, just you ain't said nothing but a word. I will send you all of them. Listen. That's about it. It's the last month of February, the last Sunday of February, and we're getting ready for a spring break.
Oh, are you?
Spring break, that's really early.
Yeah, we get a spring break a little bit earlier than everybody else, so I'm waiting.
Are you talking about Bethune-Cookman?
Yes, ma'am, at Bethune-Cookman. We're getting ready for our spring break starting the week after Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so ready.
There you go.
How long's your break?
It's just a week. And, you know, for the life of me, I never did understand. I thought spring break give you more like 2 or 3 weeks. Because
it never was. Not in high school, anyway.
Yeah,
you always had just a week.
Even with my friends, I go home for spring break, and all my friends are like, "Oh, I got 2 weeks out." What? How you?
Wait a minute. You got friends?
Yeah, you.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, wow, Zing.
Are you gonna put up with that, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. We good.
He's good. He's good.
I wouldn't put up with that.
Anybody who loved the Chicago Bears has to be having friends.
You got to.
Yeah. And also, on another note, I just wanted to remind everybody, if you are going to call into the show, try to make the call relevant, okay? Because we have 3 guests tonight. And if you have questions about a product or an organization, that's when you call in when the guest is on, okay? That would be great. What's the number again, Michael?
Phone number is 407-894-1680. I couldn't say it slower than that. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You got it? Call in.
Got it.
Got it. Call in. That's what the show's all about. You talk, we listen. We talk, hopefully you listen. That's right. Wait a minute. Don't leave the scene. We got to leave it clean. That's right. We'll be talking here for a while. So sit by there, get some pretzels. Oh, wait, I got to tell you, Lynn got me these chocolate covered pretzels that are unbelievable. Chocolate covered pretzels. I shouldn't be eating them because I'm diabetic, but I'm telling you, they're fantastic.
Chocolate and salt?
That's the idea. It's supposed to be like
a, it's the chocolate melts in your mouth. It really.
Chocolate and salt don't go together. No way.
Kristen, Carrie, we have like 2 minutes before we go to break. Why don't you tell the audience really quickly how you found the show and, you know.
Okay, well, how I found the show was Christine here. Mm-hmm. She was, weren't you, Christine, at your looking for employment or something?
Yes.
And she introduced me to this Blind and Beyond show. And I'm going, well, I don't really know if I should listen because, you know, being Canadian, could I relate to it? Would they want to hear from me if I called in? I don't think this is a good idea. Well, I tuned in a number of years ago, and I haven't tuned out.
There you go. The best show I've ever heard.
How long ago was that?
She said a couple of years. I think she said a couple of years ago.
No, what, 4 years ago, maybe?
Oh, 4 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I haven't tuned out.
Actually, five, if it was 2018.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay, 6 years ago. What do I know? I've seen that.
In April, we'll be celebrating our ninth anniversary.
Yeah, 9 years.
Okay, so yeah. Why? So, I have never heard anything like it. I don't think, to my knowledge, which is limited, that there's anything else like it here. I don't believe there is.
No, we are the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired, blind, and sighted community.
Wow.
It's a talk show. That's a talk show. We're the only talk show,
right,
commercial radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a podcast. We're on the radio. Mm-hmm. You can stream us around the world. And we're the only commercial radio show in the world for talk. So we're blind and beyond. And when we say blind and beyond, it's beyond blindness. We talk about everything. The only thing we don't talk about, we don't talk about politics and we don't talk religion. Those two things are not allowed, politics and religion.
I want to remind everybody that our first guest will be on after the break. So if you have any questions, so please call and ask. We're going to be learning about the Cadence Braille tablet. So if you have any questions, you'll call in.
Sounds
all right. I guess we're going to break.
We're going to break. We're going to break. Wait a minute. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, because I'm waiting to hear from you, phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. All the phone lines are open, waiting for your call. Let's hear from you. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, joining us tonight, we would like to welcome back Dave Schleppenbach. And Dave is the CEO at Tactile Solutions, which manufactures the Cadence Braille tablet. Welcome back, Dave.
Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you very much, Lynn and Michael. I'm delighted to be here. I've come to really enjoy our chats. It's like a little piece of home on the radio.
That's what they say. That's what people say.
That's what people say.
So how are you? You've been busy traveling, promoting the Cadence tablet?
I have been very busy. I have been all over the country recently, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. I'm actually calling in today from Columbus, Ohio, although our factory is located in Indiana. And I have to say, I wanted to tell a little story. I was reminded of this by hearing about Jupiter, Florida there in the intro. And as it turns out, what a great place to be right now, Jupiter, Florida. It's the second day of spring training for Major League Baseball. And my beloved St. Louis Cardinals play in Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, a lot of times people ask, well, how did you come up with an idea or what inspired you to do something? And in the case of the Cadence Braille tablet, there's a lot of things, but one of them actually relates to baseball. And I'll just tell a short story, if you'll bear with me for a second. When I was a child, I grew up in a rural farming community. But I was a big baseball fan, played baseball all through my life, up through college, and even some as an adult. And I used to listen to the St. Louis Cardinals games on KMOX radio out of St. Louis. That's an AM station. And the games were brought by the legendary Jack Buck, Hall of Fame broadcaster, who just was magical in his descriptions of baseball. He would paint pictures with words. Now, we didn't have the access to the games on the television at that time. So really, radio was the way the sport was broadcast. Seeing a game on TV was a luxury, maybe a few times a season. And attending a game, you know, that was just something that was like a fantasy for a young boy in rural Midwest, living on a farm. As I got older, I discovered actually that baseball was quite popular among blind people. And if you think about it, it's a sport that lends itself well to description. It's fairly slow paced. The players are fairly limited on each team. There's time for the announcer to describe what's happening. And so I had a number of friends who were blind and visually impaired that enjoyed baseball. So we would be talking. And one day I was talking to a friend of mine who was a baseball fan, but he was blind, had been blind since birth. And we were talking about the game, and he was asking me some questions. And he was asking things like, what does it mean that it's a diamond, a baseball diamond? Explain to me, how does a foul ball work? I don't understand. How does the runner run to first base and then second base? So I made some tactile graphics for him, some raised line graphics that he could feel the positions of the players and the diamond. And I drew some lines to show how the ball would go. And it was like a light bulb going off. Suddenly he understood what the announcers were talking about. Oh, I get it when they say that the ball went to right field. I understand that now. Well, one of the things that inspired us with the Cadence was if we could create a digital device, and the Cadence is a pocket-sized Braille tablet computer with pins that move up and down, we could actually show the movement of the players and the ball on the field synced up in real time to that radio broadcast. So when the announcer says there's a ground ball in the right field, the user would feel a small line going through into right field as the ball progressed and feel the player that picked it up and threw it to a base and so forth. So it's a good time being in spring training to talk about a memory from my childhood, but also maybe explain a little bit about what the Cadence is all about.
That's great. That was great.
Dave, I have to tell you something. Dave, I have to tell you about, talk about the St. Louis Cardinals. I had the, well, I guess you say, for my age, I had the privilege, and I mean privilege, in person. Those days I was sighted watching the great Stan Musial. I saw him in person.
Wow.
Stan Musial play baseball, playing first base.
That's amazing.
Stan Musial, yep. And the rest of the Cardinals, when he used to come to Philadelphia, they said play the Phillies because my team's the Philadelphia Phillies. But I learned something when you were talking about the Cadence, because I know I love baseball, but the problem was when I went to spring training, I did not like it. I went to see the Phillies, my beloved team. But the problem is being blind, and as you know, baseball is very slow moving.
Yep.
And I didn't know what was going on. And I was with my kids, and I kept on saying, what's going on? What's going on? He said, he's winding up. He's going to pitch. A couple minutes later, I said, what's happening? He's going to pitch. That's what you said a couple minutes ago. So the point is, your tactile is fabulous because I, for one, by the way, I'm going to ask you a question. Could I, if I had the Cadence, could I watch the game and have the tactile on my lap?
You can, in fact. Actually, I have a video of this I put on one of our social media accounts where I was actually watching a baseball game using the Cadence tablet in our video player mode. So we just simply show whatever on your screen. In this case, it was the game. And you could actually see the outline of the pitcher and the motion of his arm as he threw the ball with your fingers. It's just really phenomenal.
Christine or Carrie, do you have any questions for Dave while he's and for the audience, by the way, they were introduced off the air. So we weren't
phone number call in if you'd like to ask Dave any questions. Phone number is off the air. You go and talk to Dave. It's 407-894-1680. You don't have to ask any baseball questions, but if you'd like to know about the Cadence tablet, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. Now's the time to call in.
1680.
Okay, ask Carrie.
Yeah, I thought maybe Carrie
had a question, and I have one too.
Yeah, I do too. Did you, can you put other sports into it?
Well, that's actually great that you mentioned that. So the Cadence is really a tool. Think of it the same way you think of your phone. You can listen to any sport you want on your phone. You can read any web page you want on your phone. And the same is true for the Cadence. What it does is it takes whatever information you're accessing and makes it tactile. Maybe that could be Braille text. It could be raised print or large text. It could be pictures, graphics, dot patterns. And I'll give you an example. We're very excited about this, actually. We have a big event coming up in April, and I'd love the listeners to know about this. It's April 8th. There is going to be a total solar eclipse. You may have heard about this. Mm-hmm. It's a very rare opportunity. It's going over some major cities in the United States, including Indianapolis. If you have any possibility of seeing this eclipse and experiencing it yourself, I strongly suggest you do with your friends and family. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And in Indianapolis, we'll be actually hosting an event with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which is where the Indy 500 race happens, for tens of thousands of people to enjoy the eclipse live in partnership with NASA. And we have the Cadence actually front and center, as we'll be doing some real-time broadcasting of the eclipse on the Cadence device. Now, watching a solar eclipse is not the same exact as watching baseball, but the same concept is motions and animation of things. You'll feel in real time as the sun is obscured by the moon. We'll be beaming telemetry down for some launches that we're doing to launch instrumentation up into the upper atmosphere. It's going to be a great time. And if any of the listeners are interested in coming to Indianapolis, I can get you tickets to the event so you can get in if you can make it there. That's April 8th.
We have a caller on the line. We have Hershey calling in from Daytona Beach for you, Dave.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Hi,
hello,
Hershey.
David. Hey, good evening. And just wanted to say I got to actually see the Cadence Sabbath live at the Asia conference. And thank you so much, Dave, to take some time to show the device off. And it was really exciting, with especially the math stuff. I was intrigued. And now to be intrigued by the eclipse and other things, it sounds really amazing. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out and thank you so much for taking the time to show me the device.
Thank you very much. It was a wonderful conference. Great that we got a chance to sit down and actually do a few things. And whether it be baseball or football, basketball or the eclipse or advanced mathematics, or maybe you're just doing a crossword puzzle or playing tic-tac-toe, it's pretty much capable of doing anything.
Yes, indeed. And again, as far as just my experience, really easy to use in your hand. So, you know, the weight and everything else was really balanced is from my experience. So great job for, you know, as far as what I got to see there at the conference. And I look forward to hearing more about it in April and May.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I can't wait to see you again when I'm down in Florida, which I will be this summer for some more conferences and meetings. And I really appreciate the kind words. You know, there's a team of a lot of people that have worked for many years on this project. The Cadence is manufactured at our automated assembly factory in Lafayette, Indiana. We have about 25 employees now working to produce these. Our entire product is made in the USA with our supply chain. So they're, you know, statewide and nationwide are hundreds of people that actually make parts and pieces for this. And there's a real difficult problem this has been to solve, and we are excited to bring that solution to anybody that needs it. Our vision is that anyone with a visual impairment that would need this device to help them, we will figure out how to get it to you.
I believe we have Paul calling in from New Jersey. Paul, are you there, New Jersey?
Yes.
Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, Paul. You're up.
Hi, can I ask my question yet?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, Dave. This is Paul calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Paul.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm fascinated by your product, yet for the life of me, I cannot grasp what the piece of equipment looks like, and I'm having a tough time following the conversation. I've never seen it. And the only time I hear about it is on Blind and Beyond. But I can't, for the life of me, figure out what it is.
Well, that's a great question. I'll give you a little bit of description. So if you imagine a device that's about the same size, shape, and weight as a large cell phone, I have, for example, a large iPhone, and the Cadence is almost exactly the same size, shape, and weight as that. So it's a small box. And inside that box are pins that move up and down to make dots appear, or bumps, on the surface of the device. And you can see those bumps visually if you have vision, as well as feel them with your fingers. So when you portray information on this device, and you can pair it to your phone, so it'll just display what's on your phone, those bumps move up and down, and then you can read and interpret those with your fingers. So in the case of it being text on your phone, you could set that text to appear in Braille. You could set that text to appear as raised print, large raised print letters. In the case of graphics, then the AI will take that graphic and turn it into a dot pattern So for example, if there's a square on the screen, you would feel a series of raised bumps that form a square on the surface of the device. It also has some buttons for things like moving around and zooming in, and you can type on it with a, what's called a six key entry that's for Braille entry and so forth and so on. So it works similar to other types of refreshable Braille displays, but with a lot more screen size and capability.
And Dave, can you explain to Paul, how does the Cadence tablet get that information before it becomes tactile?
So what it does is it pairs to what we call a host device. That can be a phone, a tablet, or a computer. If you've ever used an iPhone, for example, with VoiceOver, a lot of visually impaired people do that. Apple just released a patch specifically for the Cadence to support that. So you can connect directly to your phone and then just read the information with your fingers. And if you want, listen to it at the same time.
Okay, so I could listen and hear what it's saying, just like if I have VoiceOver on. And
that's exactly right.
So I have to have VoiceOver on, and then it would read it to me in voice.
That's right. Yes, you can read, and then you would feel it with your fingers in Braille. If you don't know Braille, you can use print. You can learn Braille with it. You can actually speak to the device, and it will display what you speak in Braille or in large print for you. So it's really designed to be almost the same concept as your phone, just extending that view into the tactile realm.
Very interesting. All righty, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, Paul.
You're welcome.
Hopefully Dave will be up that way one day.
Someday maybe you'll be in New Jersey.
I would love
Dave.
To get my hands on one of them.
Yeah. Well, Paul, make sure to leave your information, and we'll make sure to come and see you. In fact, we have been to New Jersey a couple times, and we're planning on returning there. We've spent time working with some deaf-blind people in New Jersey and also with some standardized testing companies there. So I'm excited to see if we can't get this in your hands sometime soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, that was a great call. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul, for calling in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
Really, I have another question, though.
I do, too.
Okay. Now, on the iPhone, you know that there are graphics, like icons, and there's text. We encountered this. One of Christine's really good friends is hard of hearing, and she saw what looked like a tortoise and a hare to simulate vibration strengths. Now, would the Cadence show both of those or just one or the other? It said, you know, strong vibrations or less vibrations.
We actually have the ability to control that. And it's an interesting request because we hadn't put a lot of thought yet into what people might want. So if people would like the ability to control the strength of the movement of the dot themselves, you can do that.
That's not what I meant. What I meant was where the Cadence show the icon on the screen or only the text.
No, you would see both the icon and the text. Yeah.
That's a good thing. And I'll tell you why. Because sometimes when you call Apple disability support, they defer you to the regular Apple care, and those folks don't know how to talk to us.
Right.
So we do need to know the graphics, and I am in my friend's debt, because if not for her, I would never have known about the existence of the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, we feel very strongly that the graphical element is important for all visually impaired people. As an example, we promote the use of raised print, and the reason is that it's important to be able to connect to people who might talk about the shape of the letter A, for example, or the shape of letter O.
That's a very good point.
Right? They look very different in Braille.
You know, Carrie and I ran into that ages ago when I would tell her, oh, it looks like a letter A. And she's like, a what? A letter A is just a dot.
Right, dot one.
She was born blind, so she never learned the print letters.
Yep. Nope.
So for Christmas one year, I got her a booklet that had sandpaper tactile letters that she could feel.
Yeah, she did. I'm doing a lot better now, thanks to her.
That's exactly right. And so we support things like learning Braille if you already know print. Let's say you lost your sight later in life, or learning raised print if you have never seen it and you are only a Braille reader. And then as far as the icons go, we have what's called a screen mirror mode, where whatever is displayed in the screen is displayed as well in a tactile pattern, and you can zoom in and move around and explore that. You have controls.
That really would be a terrific help.
So, Dave, can you tell people how to find out more?
I have a question too, if I may.
Oh, okay. Yes, you may.
Okay. Now, you said you could get sports to show up on that. Is it possible in the future that you can hook it up to, say, movies, so that if they're not described, you could tell what's going on?
We actually have a lot of things planned. One of the things is we're going to start talking much more seriously with the major sports providers, things like Major League Baseball, about bringing special broadcasts to those with visual impairment. It's a audience that traditionally these providers of content have not thought about. Likewise, we've been talking with other content providers like Netflix and Disney about how to bring their content as well. The Cadence has the capability of showing this information. So one thing we could do is tactile representation of the movie while the movie is going on, right?
Wonderful.
Another thing that people don't think about is when you watch a show nowadays on Netflix or one of the other streaming services, at the bottom of the screen is a bunch of extra information. It'll tell you which actors are in the scene, and it'll show the captioning. It'll tell you how much time is left. That information could be displayed in the Cadence to enhance your viewing experience.
Now, could you possibly even use it at some point to display? I mean, you probably can't get it described, but display like old TV shows like Leave It to Beaver or things. Because Carrie and I have talked about this too. So many of the old shows we miss a lot because there's no description.
Well, first of all, a show like Leave It to Beaver would be perfect because it's a high contrast black and white show. And those show up very well. The AI does a great job of differentiating those and creating tactile patterns. But yes, absolutely, you could do that. In fact, one of the things we do...
have good contrast too.
Yep, Roadrunner and Bugs Bunny and all of that. And yep. One of the things we do right now is we actually use a tool to teach science and math. So a lot of times teachers of visually impaired students, they just don't have a lot of time to prepare lessons. And it's very difficult to prepare science and math. Well, there are many online resources. You might have heard of some things like Khan Academy, for example. Another very popular one is FetLabs. So the teachers can actually just set the Cadence into screen mirror mode and go straight to the mainstream website and just let the student explore that content tactily. It's you have it up and running in a matter of 10 seconds without having to do the complicated and expensive lesson prep. And of course, there's still always a need for formalized lessons and hard copy materials, but this gives teachers a way to get instant access for the students right when they need it.
Pardon me, Dave, before we go to break, could you tell the people how they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can visit our website, which is tactile-engineering.com, tactile-engineering.com. You're welcome also to reach out to Michael and Lynn to get my contact information. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to talk to you about how to get the Cadence to your state. So far, we have 4 states that we've rolled out to, and we want to make it 50 as soon as possible.
Okay.
And you can always go to our blindandbeyondradioshow.org, our website.
Sponsor page.
Our sponsor page, because he's there loud and clear. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Just look him up. Okay. Right now, we're going to go to break. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. What a delight to be on. I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank
talk you. To you soon. Soon. Talk to you soon.
Love having you.
Good night.
Good night.
Very informative.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate
Become
now.
Become a valued team member at Allen-Ama Industries for the Blind,
message,
where
the
for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Okay, we're back. Christine, take it away.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you want to talk to us, just call in at 407-894-1680. We'll be happy to talk to you.
That's right. Christine, you sound like me. We talk to each other.
Yeah, well, I'm from New Jersey.
Very few people that sound like us on the show. Well,
you
Paul
do. Oh my gosh, you sounded good.
Yeah, you sounded great, Christine. So, Christine, would you like to do your trivia?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Just tell us who sings this song and you get a prize.
You get a prize. That's right. $10 gift card from Subway if you win. All righty, Chris. We don't hear it, but hopefully you're playing it.
Oh, I thought that was just me.
No, something with Zoom these days. We don't hear when Christine plays, when Chris plays the of the
but
trivia.
You didn't torture the audience enough, Christine.
Chris, is it playing?
Ooh. I could run in and turn on my weather radio and see.
That's what Dave always does. He always has the show on in the background so we know what the heck's going on.
Me too, I do.
Yeah.
Let me do that. I'll check.
Can you should be able to hear it now. Do you hear it now?
No.
No.
Not really, but we'll take your word for it.
Shouldn't be playing anything.
No, he's playing it. We just don't hear it. The audience hears it, but we don't. There it is, a little bit.
I hear something.
I'm not hearing it on my weather radio either. Here it goes.
I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge
Christine, I think we should be getting a lot of callers for that song.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I think that's good.
You didn't play them like a harp, Christine.
Well, yeah. I just thought it'd be a nice... I was thinking about a trivia, and there's a story behind that song. That was playing when my mother was having me.
Oh, interesting. So we'll have to wait for Chris to get the callers now. So what's going on out there in the British Columbia, Carrie? Is there snow?
Oh, no, it's gone. That stuff is long gone.
Really?
we're up to about 10 degrees now, 53.
Oh, wow. A heat wave.
You know what we did not have much of a winter this year, and I'm so grateful. No snow. I hate the stuff.
Tell us a little bit. Tell the audience about where you live.
Well, I live in British Columbia, kind of northern middle of the province. And it's a town of about, I don't know, 8,000 people. It's too rural. I'm not a fan of it. There's not enough transit. Friendly as all get out. Beautiful. I mean, there are mountains everywhere. There are trees. It is gorgeous to look at. But if you have any kind of disability, you're wise to kind of pretend that you never saw this place. Because
Carrie, is it a big skiing area?
Oh, huge. Huge.
It's Castlegar, right?
Yeah, but we
sounds really neat. I mean, I looked it up and it just looks so quaint and European, actually.
Beautiful.
It looks
it's actually named a Scottish guy named it, and it means a little castle in Irish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you're an outdoors enthusiast, if you like to hike, if you like to bike, if you like to mountain bike, ski, oh man, you're gonna love it here. You are gonna love it.
One second, Carrie. Chris, do we have any new callers yet?
Yes, we got one, and I got another one calling in right now as we speak.
Okay, so we'll wait a minute then.
Yeehaw.
All righty, yes, and I got my next caller. I got two callers on the phone line. Who you want first?
All right.
Well, Christine's calling the shots here.
Well, are they both new callers?
No.
Let's get the new one first.
Chris? Oh, there he is.
Oh, where'd he go?
I don't know.
No, I'm doing three things at one time.
Yeah,
I got
you got another caller now. Oh, my goodness.
So I got Debbie from St. Petersburg, Florida, and then we got John from Lake Worth, Florida.
Okay, and what happened to the new caller?
No, I didn't have a new caller.
Then Debbie's first.
Debbie's first.
Debbie.
All right. Okay.
Christine, you're up. Debbie's on the line from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Good, Christine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you know who sang that song?
Yes, I do. It's Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway's coming your way.
All right.
Yeehaw.
Can I ask Christine a question? Christine,
sure.
I'm originally from New Jersey, and when you said pork, I said, I bet you she's from New Jersey. what part of New Jersey are you from, Christine?
Northern New Jersey, Bergen County.
Okay.
Same as me.
Okay.
No
I'm
way.
From Central Jersey,
yes
Perth Amboy. So,
hey,
yeah.
That's why we sound alike.
Right. Oh. Exit 168 and the Parkway, Christine.
Ridgewood.
No,
oh.
Hillsdale.
Oh, we are exit 135.
That's why you guys have to talk that way.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did because I was further south.
You were further south, Debbie?
Yes, I was exit 135.
Oh, okay, so. Down by Linden in Cranford.
It's close enough.
Perth Amboy
and the
Outer Bridge crossing and all that. Yeah, Victory Bridge. Yep.
Well, we're all within 30-something miles of each other.
That's right. And we all wound up in Florida.
But the best part of New Jersey was Cherry Hill.
No, it wasn't. Yes, goodbye.
South Jersey.
We're not talking to Michael.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought you were from New York.
All right. Well, thank you
for calling. Well, you guys are doing a great job, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Why don't we say hi to John from Lake Worth just to say hello.
Let me stay on the line.
Let's say hello to John.
Hi, how you guys doing? Did I?
Hi, John.
John, someone beat you to the punch. We want to say hello, John.
Oh, I guess I didn't win, but hi, Christine. You're sounding good out here. This is John from the Blind Outreach Center.
Hi, hey, John. I have a question for you. How much is Lake worth?
Oh, very punny.
What'd she say? I didn't hear that.
How much is Lake worth?
Oh, God, that is funny.
Well, a fortune if you live down here.
That's true.
Well, Florida.
So. Did you make that up? Carrie, did you make that up?
Yes, I did.
That was really cool.
Thank you.
I got to use that one when I go out.
Yeah, John, you can use that one because you're from Lake Worth. There you go.
Yeah.
Unless Carrie trademarks it. I don't know.
Nah, I'll trademark it later.
It's her gift to him.
Yeah, that's because he couldn't win the way too easy trivia.
Yeah,
Go ahead. John? Well, thank you, John, for calling in.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay, have a good night.
Hey, ladies, I got a question for you, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Do you mind if somebody calls you girls?
No. I don't care.
Well, no, because I spoke to someone yesterday on the phone, and I was ordering something, and she was being very nice, and I said, "You're a very nice girl," and she hung up on me.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, she said, "I'm not a girl." I said, "What are you, a man?" Shut up.
I know. Some people get so upset. I couldn't care less.
No, me neither. I mean,
she probably wanted to be called a nice young woman, not a girl, because she wasn't a kid.
I'll bet she was probably, in her 20s, because they're trying to come away from being called a girl.
Exactly.
I don't care. Call me a girl all you want.
Me too. It's what I am.
Not the right gender.
So, Christine, you had a winner.
Thank you.
Yay.
You sure do.
Good choice. Now we're going to see Carrie's song on the in the second hour later.
Yeah.
And that's hard because that's in Canada.
Yeah. So, Christine, we found out how Carrie found out about the show. How did you find out about the show many moons ago?
Excuse me.
Well, like Carrie said, I was looking for work and I didn't even know the show existed. And the Division of Blind Services counselor gave me Michael's name.
Oh, my goodness. In Florida?
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Yeah. So they gave me Michael's name and I called him up and the rest is history.
And where is the Division of Blind Services in New Jersey? In New Jersey.
No, I haven't been in New Jersey.
You mean in Tallahassee?
Nope. Since I lived in Jupiter, I moved to Jupiter in 2016.
Right.
And in 2018, I was talking to the Division of Blind Services about employment. And they gave me Michael's name.
Well, I know the office in Orlando because we used to go there, but where's the headquarters? That's what I was trying to get at.
I don't know about the headquarters, but the one that I was using was the West Palm Beach one.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Wow. That's amazing, too, because I thought, you're going to be, what's this blind and beyond bin? I thought, this is bizarre. I mean, how much more beyond? What is this show? What the heck?
Yeah.
What is she saying?
That word beyond.
Yeah,
beyond. Like, it's beyond me. Let me tell you something. This show has gotten so big, it's beyond me, which is true. True story. Beyond me.
Well, that's because, we all make it. We all are striving together to make the show what it is. And if we continue doing that, we'll have this show for many a long year.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that vote of confidence.
I have spoken.
There you go. So in about 1 minute, Chris and Michael, we're going to break.
Okay, 1 minute. We're going to break. Yep.
Okay.
We're going to break.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Not. Hold the phone. Michael. No, not yet. Not yet.
You need coffee, Michael. You need coffee, Michael.
Yeah.
What's at this hour?
Well, yeah.
All night.
No, I can't drink coffee. I drink coffee in the morning only.
He only drinks decaf.
And I only drink decaf.
I drink regular. He drinks decaf.
Oh, I love coffee. I can drink it. Not too late. I go nuts.
Yeah.
Can you hear the dog snoring on the phone here?
Yeah, well, that's disconcerting to me right now. She's really snoring loudly.
Yeah.
The Cocker Spaniels do that.
My dog just started tonight.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Bandit?
She must be tired. Oh, Bandit, your kitty. All righty. Well, it's 7:57, Michael. We got a lot to do on the other side of the break.
We sure do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's okay, kitty. It's okay.
You know, you folks, you can call in. That's what this is all about. You call in. We listen. We'll even listen to you if you call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Don't forget, it's a talk show. We talk. Hopefully you'll listen. You talk. I'll tell you, I promise we'll listen.
And some people say it's like sitting around at the kitchen table
right.
with family and
yeah,
friends.
We don't bite you. We don't bite you. We'd love to hear from you.
It's totally like a kitchen table talk.
It is.
Whether you are sighted with vision or if you're blind with vision, that's both ways. Vision doesn't make a difference if you have good eyes or bad eyes. Vision is if you have some kind of thought in your brain. So we're going to go to break.
Yep.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We'll be back very shortly. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.